Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Avery Trufelman, host of Articles of Interest. And I've got to say, I've been a fan of KQED ever since I was a little kid, and I would come out to San Francisco to visit my grandma. It was just what we'd always turn on every time we got in the car, every time we were making dinner and turning on the radio. It was always KQED. And then over the years, I've become a massive fan of KQED podcasts because this is local reporting at its best. These are answers to questions you've always wanted to know, interviews with exciting, unusual voices, necessary journalism, all told with love and care and artistry. And did you know that a majority of KQED's funding actually comes from members? It's just people like you and me supporting the programs they love, while also getting access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. If you want to sign up and be a part of this amazing community, visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to become a member today. That's podcasts with an S. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support.
From KQED.
Like so many in the 1940s, my dad came to California to make it big in Hollywood. He had a script based on a book by a friend and wanted to sell it and then direct the movie. He brought with him his trusty Smith Corona typewriter with its forest green keys, which he used to make countless edits over the years. He met and married a wonderful woman and had two kids, who turned out okay. But in his unrelenting quest to get an Oscar and fame, he failed to appreciate all that he already had. And he never cultivated close friends. He was not a happy man. At age 90, he moved to the East Bay, where he could be closer to his kids and grandkids, where he passed away at 97, still trying to get his film made. I kept and displayed his vintage typewriter for over a decade, but recent downsizing caused me to reconsider. I listed it on Facebook through Buy Nothing, a not-for-profit worldwide gift economy network where you can give to or ask for something from your nearby neighbors. No money is exchanged, and it's usually a porch pickup. People gift everything from baby clothes to pet food, from furniture to packing material. The receivers are always extremely appreciative, and it's nice to meet your neighbors, even though it's just through Messenger. 16 of my neighbors indicated their desire for the typewriter. One person's note particularly resonated with me. She wanted the typewriter for her upcoming wedding. She and her partner met at a library and would incorporate it into their literary theme. She wrote that she'd love to honor the typewriter and would then gift it to another neighbor after the big day. I couldn't say no. Just to think that this glaring symbol of failure to my father could get a karmic do-over and be part of a joyous occasion and then be passed along to another grateful person made me very happy. Buy Nothing says that our true wealth is the connections forged between neighbors. I'm sad that my dad never realized that, but I'm glad that I do. With a Perspective, I'm C.J. Hirschfield.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hi there. I'm Rand Abdel-Fattah from Throughline. If you're listening to this podcast, you know that KQED produces exceptional storytelling that keeps you informed, inspired, and entertained. Their podcasts cover issues from your neighborhood to the entire country and everything in between. Support this work today.
You can help us continue to bring quality podcasts to your ears. Just head to donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.